This is definitely the one of the trilogy that I remember the least about. Just because I go back to these movies a lot, but usually I always have these grand designs of watching all three of the director's cuts back to back to back, and that's a great plan and all, but that can be kind of hard to actually execute because usually, even though they're great movies, I mean, they're my favorite movie trilogy of all time, and that is a pretty tall order because I mean I love movies and to be honest I don't know if any single one of them takes the cake for my favorite movie of all time, but together they're definitely my favorite trilogy. But anyway, even though they're great, they're amazing and they hold up so well. I mean, but watching all of them back to back is a crazy amount of time, and usually I run out of steam before I can get all the way through Return of the King. Which is crazy because it has some of the biggest set pieces of the whole trilogy, or at least it feels that way. But it still doesn't have that, like, death grip on my memories like the first two do. I mean, like the Mines of Moria in the first one, I can't not imagine that one when I think about these movies. Helm's Deep, the flooding of Isengard, I mean, like, yeah, there's the Battle of Pelennor Fields and the Battle of the Gates of Moria, and those are amazing, but I don't know, they just don't stick with me in the same way. So Return of the King is definitely the one that I'm the least familiar with. I mean, same thing with all the behind-the-scenes stuff, because, I mean, honestly, that's my favorite part. I almost love that more than the actual movies, just watching all that stuff for hours and hours and hours, and I mean, there's so much world-building information from a production standpoint that has to get taken care of before you can even really start talking about the films themselves. That all just sort of gets rolled into the first movie in my head, even if that's not completely the case. So, I mean, the first one is just this megalithic thing in my head that honestly I usually don't even get all the way through, and if I do, then, well, I mean, then I get to the Two Towers, which I love that movie. I love all of them, but there's something really near and dear to my heart about that one for some reason. I don't even really know what, but that alone usually can carry me through that one. But then you get to Return of the King, and I love it. I love that we're watching it right now, but usually by then I'm just tired, you know? So it's just got a really uphill battle to hold my attention, but that makes it fun in its own way when I do actually get around to watching it, because it's the one I've seen the least, so it feels almost fresh and new, where the other two are kind of like well-trodden ground, if that makes sense. If any of what I just said makes sense. I also just completely talked over the ending of the movie. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I don't know why you let me do that. It's gonna ruin these movies for you when I just talk over them incessantly. I mean, it's gotta be like watching them with director's commentary, but worse, way worse, because I don't even really have any meaningful insights about the movie itself, just my own experience with them. I'm sorry. Really? No, I believe you. I do. Just promise me that if it's a movie that you really do want to actually watch uninterrupted, you tell me, and I'll shut up. I swear. I mean, it's sweet of you to say that you like hearing me ramble, but there are gonna be times when you also just want to actually be able to listen to the movie or the show or whatever we're doing, and you can tell me that without it hurting my feelings. I promise. I mean, I love being able to just ramble around you about the things that I love, but I also want you to have the experience that you want as well. I mean, it's not fair for it to be about me all the time. I want it to be a compromise. I think that's really important in a relationship. And I'm so incredibly grateful for how accommodating you are to me and my quirks, for lack of a better term. But I don't ever want that to feel like it's only going one way. So tell me, okay? Okay. Well, what do you want to do next? Oh, No, you're right. You're totally right. It is getting kind of late. Makes sense. I mean, it's kind of a bit of a drive. If you were gonna drive. No, I didn't mean like an alternative to driving. I mean, there's not really one for you to drive home from here. I mean, I guess there is. There's Uber and Lyft and stuff, but not like a traditional transit. Alternative, it's not like there's a train or a bus or whatever. Maybe a bus. I don't know. Maybe the bus is still running, but that's not what I meant. By that, I mostly meant it in the broad sense of if you were gonna drive, not really if you were gonna leave, because I guess what I was really getting at wasn't it. You don't have to go. That's what I meant. I meant you don't have to go. You could stay. You could stay the night if you wanted to. I'd like that. If you would. No pressure. Not trying to put any pressure on anything. I just wanted to extend the offer. You can stay the night. I'd like it if you stayed the night. Yeah. Oh, thank God. That's good. That's really good. That's nice. But that doesn't mean anything other than that. You know, I don't want to presume or expect or imply. I just, any time spent with you is nice. So any more time that I can spend with you would be nice. It's nice when it's nice. Fuck. Okay. I'm looking. I'm trying.
I don't know why I'm so nervous.
I mean, it's not like I've never done this before. It's just with you, it's different. It doesn't feel like any of those other times. I think that's what makes it feel scary. Good, so good, but scary, in its own way. Because I'm used to feeling. I don't know. It's just different. I always just jump into it and that's fun. It's been a lot of fun when that happens. But there's a a part of it that feels disconnected when I do that. Like it's so physical, so it's like it turns the thinking part of my brain off, and it's just about feeling, and that can feel really amazing, especially for someone like me who's thinking at a million miles an hour all the time. But with you, the thinking part doesn't shut off. It just relaxes a little. I don't stop thinking. I don't fall into feeling. I hit this kind of balance, and that's intense and unfamiliar and scary and amazing all at once. It's just really different, and it's such a cool thing to get to feel with you. I keep saying scary, and I don't mean it like that, because you make it all feel safe. It never feels like it's out of control. It just feels new, and I think my brain automatically turns new into scary, and that's not fair, because being with you, how I feel when I'm with you, how I feel right now, it's proof that the new isn't scary. I don't have to be scared of something just because it's unfamiliar. This feeling right now isn't fear. It's excitement. A lot of it. God, a lot of it. Can I kiss you again? Oh my God. Where are you going?
Yes,
you can.
You are. Okay. Okay, it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. This is happening.
No, it feels good. It feels good. It feels really good. It feels good. It feels good. It feels really good. Please keep going. Please keep going. Oh yeah.
it's a lot, but it's a good a lot. It's the a lot. Fuck me. Oh, it's just really sensitive. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck that sensitive. Whoa, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to grab your head. I'm sorry, no, it's good. Oh, it's just my balls are just, I just really, really, oh yeah, it almost tickles, but the most, oh my god, huh, the most, I, oh, fuck. Fuck, that feels amazing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, when you pump it like that. Can I hold your shoulders? I just need it. Oh god. Okay, thank you. Oh, sorry. I don't mean squeeze. Really? Okay. Yeah. I can do that. Believe me, I squeeze. It's about the only thing keeping me on this couch instead of just. Fucking into your mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. Oh, you look so amazing. So I mean it. I don't mean it because of the position and what you're doing. Oh, that's not that. It's just that oh, you look so good. Oh, so fucking good. Always. Oh my god, always. Always. Oh, I love you. Oh. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that right then. I absolutely meant it. That's not what I mean. I didn't want to say that right then. I didn't. Oh fuck. I didn't want the first time I said that to be in the middle of. Sex. I didn't because the feelings are also heightened and they are, but that's not what has me feeling that way. I've been feeling that for a while now, and I've been trying to figure out when I could say it, and I didn't want to say it then because I don't want you to think that all of those feelings are the only reason why I'd say that because that's not true. It's not something I'm only feeling in the heat of the moment. It's something I've been feeling and something I feel. Something I feel very deeply and earnestly and honestly. And I love you, and I didn't mean to say it then, and you don't have to say it back, and I'm sorry for fucking this up. I really just messed this up. You do? Are you sure? Oh my God! I didn't mean it like that. I don't doubt you. I mean, if you said it, I'm you meant it. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ! I'm doing it again. Oh my God. Oh my God. You are amazing. You really are. You are so fucking amazing. You make me feel so fucking good. Even when I feel like I'm losing it. You make me feel so safe. And heard. And happy. I don't know what I did to deserve you, but I am so fucking grateful for you. I need to stop saying fuck. Oh, fuck. Sorry. And I need to stop saying sorry. Fuck. Sorry. Fuck. I'm fucked. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm such an idiot. No, I know. I don't actually mean I'm an idiot. Thank you. Bed? Yes, that sounds amazing. Let's do that. Let's go to bed. So to the bed, not to bed, like sleep. Unless you want to, unless that's what you meant. I mean, we can do that if you want to leave it here. Okay. Thank God. Okay, good, because I really want to keep going too. So how do we want to do this? Who wants to do what? I guess. That is such a weird way of asking that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. yeah. I'd really like that. I'd really like that a lot. Okay. Do you want to lay on your back? Yeah, I like it like that. I want to be able to look you in the eyes. That makes it feel really special. And I want it to feel special with you. As special as you make everything else about us feel. Okay. I'm gonna start out pretty slow, if that's okay, because I'm gonna be honest, if everything about you and this me and I don't know how long it's gonna take. I feel like I'm already on the edge. Like I'm already like there's. I mean you can see you were. I mean you were right down there with it. And you could see the yeah. So yeah. It's we're already pretty close, and I want it to be good. So I gotta kind of take it a little. I want to take it a little slow, so I don't just overwhelmed prematurely. Come here. Okay. Oh my God. Okay, you're squeezing. Okay. Okay. Hold on. Oh, fuck. You look so fucking good. Fuck. Okay. I'm gonna start moving. Is that okay? Okay. Oh my God, I need to find another word. I can't keep saying okay. okay. No. Alright. Oh my God, you oh my God, oh your face, oh seeing your face like that. Your eyes, you look so fuck. Oh, when you clench like that. Oh my God. Okay. I don't know if I can move. No, just 'cause I'm fuck. I'm already close, and I haven't even done anything. I'm sorry. You are so fucking sweet. Okay. I want to get you close before I start going. Can I? Okay. Oh, thank you. I'm gonna move my hand down. Okay. Because you tightened. Oh my God. You tighten up every time I do that. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh yeah. So fucking hot. Okay, I'll start going. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good. You look so fucking good. No, you look amazing. I mean it. God, I mean it. Oh, you don't even know. Oh my God, just... Oh, fuck, just looking at you could make me... Fuck. Oh no, really. Oh, thank you. Oh. It's your turn. Yeah, it's your turn. Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. 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 Come for me. Oh, fuck. Can I stay in for a minute? Oh, thank you. Oh my God. You don't even know. Or maybe you do. Oh, that felt so good. That felt... it was... Hey. You... are so... wonderful. You are so special. And I love you. I really do. So much. Yes. Yes. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna pull out now. Yeah, we can hop in the shower. I'd love to shower with you. Well, of course I'm excited about that. All the little things feel exciting when they're with you. You make things feel new. In the best way. The absolute best. Mm-hmm.